The tiny Persian Gulf state of Qatar hosts one of the largest U.S. air bases in the region. In November, it will be the site of American military exercises in the presence of senior officers from the U.S. Central Command. And there's some speculation that Qatar may become the nerve center for a possible U.S. invasion of Iraq. From the capital, Doha, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At the El Udeid Air Base, 20 miles south of Doha, enormous U.S. military transport planes shimmer in the heat. With the longest runway in the Middle East, the Qatari Air Base can accommodate America's heaviest aircraft, as well as up to 10,000 troops and their equipment. Not far from El Udeid, a camel crossing sign speaks to Qatar's humble origins. This desert peninsula was long known for little more than its Bedouin tribes and pearl diving. Today, its people are rich from oil and enormous gas reserves, the world's third largest. But Hassan El Ansari, the head of the Gulf Studies Center at Qatar University, says the country doesn't feel particularly secure. It's dwarfed by larger neighbors like Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. As a result, says Ansari, Qatar's emir, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, has been keen to attract an American military presence.
We believe that, you know, this area is not stable, and we have examples of that. And we believe that, you know, the presence of the United States is the guarantee for Gulf security right now.
There are now some 2,000 U.S. troops at El Udeid involved in supporting Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, and those numbers are expected to rise. The U.S. Central Command, which oversees military operations in the region, is moving some 600 staff and a forward command center from its headquarters in Florida to El Udeid in November. The headquarters personnel will be involved in training exercises, and afterwards, say Pentagon officials, some may stay on permanently. Ansari says the Qatari government would most likely welcome the prospect.
We are benefiting, and the United States is benefiting too. That's why, you know, the two countries, you know, if they decide, I'm not sure, if they decide to have a permanent location, you know, in Qatar, then, you know, it will be in the interest of the two people.
Qatar began emerging as an important option for the U.S. after Saudi Arabia balked at the prospect of U.S. airstrikes on Iraq from its soil. For the past year, the U.S. has been upgrading El Udeid as a possible alternative to the Prince Sultan Air Base outside of Riyadh. Like Saudi Arabia, the Qatari government publicly opposes an attack on Iraq, but has placed no operational restrictions on the U.S. military. And that has heightened speculation that Qatar may serve as a key launch pad in any U.S. war on Iraq. It's a war that most Qataris say they don't want. And some, like 17-year-old student Asmi Mohammed, are starting to question the U.S. military presence. If they're at El Udeid just to be there, no problem, says Mohammed. But if they're there to attack other Muslims, we don't like that. Many Qataris say they feel that a strike on Iraq would be morally wrong, and they worry about the consequences, like becoming the target of anti-American attacks. Abdulaziz Al Mahmoud, a Qatari newspaper columnist, says he believes a U.S. strike on Iraq from Qatari territory is not in the country's best interests.
Yeah. We would be hated in the Arab world. You see, the Arab masses, they will look at any country which support the American attack as what you call it, traitor or, you know, whatever.
But Professor Hassan El Ansari says Qatar isn't worried about its reputation in the region.
We are not in what they call it in the United States, a beauty pageant, you know.
He says if that were the case, the emir would have closed down the Doha-based TV station Al Jazeera long ago. Its freewheeling and controversial programming has offended almost every government in the region. Ansari says Qatar's policies are dictated by what's best for Qatar. And right now, he says, that includes building a close relationship with Washington. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.